escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The final day heading into the final weekend of the first half of the Major League Baseball season and a tale of two teams right now. We will get to the Mets and their doubleheader sweep. And I think more a turn into anticipation tonight as Kodai Senga returns from the IL versus the Kansas City Royals and dissect their upcoming weekend as well. But what a weird week in Yankee land. What a weird 2 weeks in Yankee land.
Well, it's bizarre because coming out of the Mets series, Subway Series, you felt like the Yankees were on their way to getting buried. And it was just going to take getting swept or losing two out of three to the Mariners. Then you got to go play the Cubs, who are also pretty damn good right now. And it felt dire. And it all did. Of a sudden, a great sweep against, obviously because of last night's game, it's great. Big come from behind victory after being no hit for most of it. It feels like, oh, okay, this is just the Yankees that we expected at the beginning of the season. Nothing to see here. It's all good. Now, it's obviously baseball, and this is how it works, but it's amazing what a three-game sweep against a pretty good team will make, how it will make you feel. It makes your weekend almost.
It does, and the job is not done. They have three games with the Cubs this weekend, but look, you and I have both been, whether it's in separate places or here together, doing sports radio long enough to know that the baseball seasons are roller coasters. You have your highs, you have your lows, and I've lived a ton of them as a Yankee fan. I've lived a ton of them in the Aaron Boone era. I have to say, I don't want to be caught in the moment at all, but the last 2 weeks specifically of this 2025 season, I think when you stack them together, and not just the idea of wins and losses, how losses have happened, the problems, then the admittance of the issues by the Yankees manager in their front office, then the turnaround, the sweep, and then punctuated with what happened last night, and unless you've been living under a rock, the Yankees, according to Elias Sports Bureau, became the first team to win a game where they were being no-hit and trailed by five or more runs after seven innings since the Pirates in June of 1977. Many of us, including me, weren't even on Earth the last time a baseball outcome happened the way it happened last night. And that was a punctuation to what has been an insane four-game rally the Yankees have had really since the Bellinger catch on Sunday. We started Monday even off the Bellinger catch going, I still don't believe in this team, this, that, the other. Since then, Jazz has been moved. DJ LeMahieu has been DFA'd. Cam Schlittler came up and had an unbelievable punch in the arm start. Brian Cashman shot in the arm start. Brian Cashman spoke and said all the right things and pushed all the right buttons. I'm not here waving Yankee pom-poms and telling you, hey, remember on Monday when I said the season feels like it was slipping away? Now they're winning the World Series. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is if this season does have a positive outcome at the end of the year, making a World Series, winning a World Series, I find it hard to believe we won't look back on this week specifically as a massive turning point.
No, it definitely was. And it's leadership is such an interesting thing because it's little things and honest things that often lead to big changes or big results from your organization, in this case, the New York Yankees. And I think Brian Cashman's acknowledgement earlier this week that they're flawed and that they're looking for starting pitching. They're looking for relief. They're looking for a position player, obviously third base. Like, the fact that he acknowledged all that stuff, then they DFA, or actually before, they DFA'd DJ LeMahieu. They made a decision, it seems like, on the Martian, Jason Dominguez, yeah, playing every day and leading off. It felt like for the first time in a long time, the Yankees weren't playing, we're okay, we're going to be fine. We got everything in front of us. We have a good team. We believe in this team. They're going to find a way to win. They finally just said, that's not true.
Right.
We have some issues, and we need to address them, and we're starting off, and it's going to hurt, and it sucks for DJ, but sorry, we're DFAing you. I know Trent Grisham, you're a great player, or at least you have been so far this year, but Jason Dominguez has got to play every day.
Yep.
And it feels like, for the first time, instead of being reactive when it's way too late, right after the trade deadline, you know, 8 weeks before the end of the season, oh, we got to do something. What are we going to do? And you're stuck,
right?
It feels like for the first time, the Yankees are addressing their issues head on. And I don't know, but sometimes that becomes motivating.
It is. And I think it's contagious. Look, right. I can't speak to the players' point of view, what they felt in the locker room. I'm sure it sucked for them watching a good friend like DJ LeMahieu who get DFA'd, and clearly he was upset about
it. But they also know that it's the game.
It's the game.
And
the business.
Trust me, athletes, they'll be, hey, man, we got your back. You know, keep grinding. But when it's time, it's time.
Yeah.
And so we all know it. And it happens to the best of them. And it happened to DJ. And so, yeah, maybe it was emotional, but everybody in that clubhouse knew it was time.
Exactly. And then when you hear the general manager speak, like you said, I think that's the other thing, too, when you bring in the team and the players and the fans and everybody kind of thinking along the same way. We didn't get the same Yankee script this week.
No.
The same Yankee script is exactly the words you were saying. It's all right in front of us. Luis Gil is going to be our trade deadline acquisition. Right. The hits that play like Hanson's Umbop every single year around this time for the Yankees during
like
the swoon.
That,
it's true. It's a great song. Those were not played this week. Instead, we got to go to town at the trade deadline. We need starting pitching. We need bullpen. We need infield bat. Yeah, we have some prospects more touchable than others. Everybody was put on alert. On that Yankee team minor league system, hey, if I'm not picking up the pace, it could be me that they replace, because clearly they're going to town at the trade deadline, yada, yada, yada. I think that message was received. I think it was a different way the Yankees approached it. I think it was palpable. And again, it was punctuated last night. And last night to me was the true sign of resilience, of grit, of not just looking at baseball in 162 game spectrum and going, you know what? They got us today. Right. We're out of it. It would have been very easy psychologically to be a Yankee bat last night as you're getting no hit and Woo is just wooing them and just go, you know what? It's not our night.
Right.
But it took one hit. Then you got the second hit. Jazz right there. And then it took a pinch hit moment from Giancarlo Stanton, which unbelievably he's never done in his career, which is a pinch hit home run. And
how many times is he pinch hit?
Well, I know that stat had come up a bunch because whenever he gets those days off that the Yankees love giving the days off, he usually is that bat off the ninth and it's usually coming out some kind of
48 times? 48 at-bats, pitch in at-bats, it was something like that.
And I know the previous 47 are all strikeouts, but it oftentimes feels like that with
pitching. 105 exactly. Or something, whatever it was. It was bad.
So that home run happens, but you're still down two runs. That pass the baton moment in the ninth, and this is where Team Unison comes in. They picked up on the tell of when the sliders were coming, and you see the hand waving at second base, and it was a pass the baton. And by the way, that's not the Astros cheating, because they weren't trying to hide it last night. Your pitcher's telling us we are being obvious. Everybody watching on TV and everybody in the stadium can see slider here, slider here, slider here. And the Yankees paid attention to that last night. The Mariners did nothing to correct it. It led to a complete implosion. And then, of course, you don't get the winning run home in the ninth. Devin Williams does an unbelievable, knows his job, runner on second. That's a great effort. I would argue when you consider the extra innings and the comeback it took, that might have been the gutsiest Devin Williams effort we've seen from the Yankees all year.
No, I agree. I mean, look, he had threw seven pitches in that inning.
That's it.
And seven strikes.
Seven strikes.
With and a runner got three
on
outs.
That's
with
it.
With a runner at second. That's all you can ask for. That's what you want your, in this case, closer to do.
Exactly. And then you get to the 10th, and obviously you load the bases. And a guy that has deservedly been crushed this year in Anthony Volpe. And honestly, last night had a lot of moments where it felt like even late, he was the one holding the rally. I was stunned, Tiki,
Get out at the end of the ninth inning.
Exactly. Well, it ended up working out.
Of course it did, because it made him the ghost runner.
And I don't know if you thought the same thing when we knew they were coming out for the bottom of the 10th. I was shocked Anthony Volpe knew where second base was to be the ghost runner. He hadn't been there in a long time. So he went out there. And then, of course, he has, you know, the slide of the year.
Dude, it was a great slide.
Unbelievable.
Great slide. I thought he was out.
I did too. Well, that's the other crappy part about kind of a play like that in baseball. You're jumping up out of the couch and you're going, Whereas if you can't like fully commit to enjoy the win.
You can't see it until they show the replay from the other angle and you see the slide where he dekes his left hand in there, slides around with his right hand, is contorting his body. I mean, kudos to Anthony Volpe, but he hasn't done a whole lot over the last couple of weeks to make us feel confident that he's a star, but he has a it about him when it comes to we need to win.
Absolutely.
There's a hustle about him. There's like a...
Well, that's it. He's always going to try hard.
And that's basically it.
Exactly.
The one thing you could say about Anthony Volpe is that no matter how bad it's gotten, you're never seeing him sulk or feel bad about himself. He's always, always giving his best effort, even if it's not good enough sometimes.
Absolutely. And that was one by one, everybody on that team picking up for each other. And I do think that that's a win that resonates. It's a win that you store mentally. Look, you could speak to this more from an athlete's point of view. Every day's a new day and every game's a new game.
Right.
But I have to think when you're kind of, you know, I picture like little kids building Legos up. You start building little moments up in a season. Mm. That's a moment you stash in your pocket. That's a good closer in Seattle. Hey, remember that too. We're never out of games. We were down 5-0. I think last night goes a long way. Not telling you the Yankees after Monday, I'm screamed and yelled about them going to a World Series. Again, I want to reiterate that. I'm not telling you they're going to win the World Series. But what I am telling you is from a fan, this week, for the first time in a long time, I breathed and I said, this doesn't feel like the same frustrating crap I have watched from a 90-plus win team. Has your excitement level about the Yankees changed? 888-808-1019. Now, quickly, on to the New York Mets and their doubleheader sweep last night at the hands of the Baltimore Orioles. We talked about it yesterday, and we were on that immediate reaction of game one about Mendy's decision with David Peterson and whether that would come back to bite him. Look, you had a bullpen game last night. You only scored three runs. That offense is not clicking enough right now. And you knew Baltimore was going to score a bunch of runs last night.
This is what made the David Peterson decision, the Mendy mess up, whatever you want to call it, in game one so bad and so egregious. Because you knew you had a bullpen game. You knew you had Waddell going out there. Who knows? I mean, Max, he's getting three innings. You knew you were going to struggle. You knew that the Orioles were going to score runs. And you also knew that your bats were dead for whatever reason.
Right.
Saw it in the morning, in the early game, I should say. And it continued in the second game. What were they? 1-for-11? Runners in scoring position in game one. They were 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position in game two. The bats were dead. So the fact that they lost or gave away game one of that doubleheader made the second game hurt even more.
Exactly.
You knew that the second game likely was going to be a loss.
Right.
So you can't give away the early one.
Yeah, if you were scanning that yesterday, you knew going in, especially the way Peterson was mowing down, all right, tonight doesn't look that great. This is the one we had to finish. And it absolutely haunted them. And now you're in a spot with the Mets. And look, it's baseball. And this is, you can't take away the moment, just like you can't take away that comeback from the Yankees last night. But, you know, Pete Alonso really saved them on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And a week ago today,
they could have got swept by the Orioles.
Could have got swept. And a week ago today, we sat there on the 4th of July, apparently everybody watching coverage on SNY, and watched Luke Weaver give up that home run to McNeil. You know, those are two really important Met moments the last week. You can't take them away. Mm. But if you did, think about what we'd be thinking about the New York Mets today.
Right.
We'd still be talking about a swoon that dates back to that Pittsburgh series.
So I mean, thank God they played the Yankees because it made everybody feel good about them again.
Absolutely. And look, is the sky falling on the Mets? No, in fact, I think this is, a very big weekend to feel good about yourself if you're a Met fan because you're getting two of your top dogs back here in Sanga and Manaea.
Only if those two top dogs pitch the way that everybody's expecting them to pitch.
Sure. And more on that later, our expectations on them. But this has to be a washout, what happened in Baltimore, get the focus going. And look, if you're looking at this from a positive point of view, when you win games this weekend, if you win games this weekend, well, you should win games this weekend. The Phillies are heading out to San Diego. Okay, bad side is, you know, you could have Philly wins, or, you know, if you lose San Diego on that wild card hunt, could win those games too.
Right.
This is both of one of those, somebody's losing of importance to you all weekend, but also somebody's winning of importance to you all weekend long. That Philly-Padres series is paramount. While you can't give back games this weekend to the Kansas City Royals, you have to figure out a way to finish this first half of the year strong. All right, Yankee fans, are you back all in? Have they sucked you back in after this week in Seattle. And Met fans, is it just simple, a bad doubleheader day, or are the problems beginning to mount? 888-808-1019. It is an Evan Roberts birthday special without Evan, as he's, I guess, leaving Easy and heading to Italy finally and stuffing his face with pasta, I guess, in due time. We'll cover all of that. We will, of course, tackle the weekends ahead for both baseball locals, and Jazz Chisholm Jr. is in the Home Run Derby, and Carlos Rodon is an American League All-Star. Plenty more to get to. Crazy.
When I hear this song, I can't help but think of Sean. You grew up in Long Island, Scone, same thing. Swish Splash.
Oh,
they'll play
yeah.
the same seven songs
yep.
throughout the day.
As you load into the lazy river,
this
no
one
doubt.
And TLC Waterfalls. If I hear those songs, I just think of summer days at Swish Splash.
You know what
Long
else?
Island.
Another one back in the day, Spiderwebs by No Doubt.
Yep.
That was another classic.
Speaking of Split Splash, you see what they're doing now? This is new for Split Splash. I just saw it on Channel 12 News last week.
What channel? Nice Channel 12. Right?
Yeah.
What is it?
They're doing neon lights Friday nights. So basically, like, all the water slides and stuff are all, like, illuminated with neon lights, and everything's pitch black. And you could go on all the water rides while it's, like, neon lights on Friday nights.
Tommy?
I could just imagine what kind of teeny bopper scene that'll be, but, like, that's pretty cool.
It's like a rock and roll for water slides.
Tommy, we may have to be the oldest men there.
Well, you mentioned...
So Tommy would love it. With the EDM going and neon lights, he would be all over that.
I hope they're not listening and it's not a surprise, but Sean was planning on bringing his daughters to Swish Splash in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that might be shifting to Dorney, but yes.
I was looking for the invite. I thought we
you want to go?
Uncle Loogie could come. I love Swish Splash.
All right. We'll get you in.
All right.
We'll figure it out.
I don't know about Dorney Park, but Swish Splash.
Right. No, Swish Splash, I'm in.
He's sitting Loogie to Swish Splash to go to Dorney.
And for anybody who has no idea what the hell we're talking about with Swish Splash, if you grew up on Long Island, you know it's way out east. It's an enormous water park. It's like annually one of the top 10 water parks in America. It's tremendous. But usually closes like 7 o'clock. They have a neon blackout party at night. Sign me up on that alien invasion ride. 888-808-1019. Don in Rockland. Don, what's up?
Hey, Don.
I just wanted to say, guys, first of all, love the show. But if couple seasons are any indicator, this stress that the Yankees are going through isn't anything new. I feel like always around this time of year, the Yankees are going through some sort of rough stretch.
No doubt.
String together a couple of losses, right?
No, but Don, just hear me out.
It's more about what it looks like.
Exactly. And more about what's being said while it looks like.
Right.
And I totally agree. But at the same time, you look at these guys, and I can't help but look at guys like Jazz Chisholm, and this is like the guy that we paid for last year at the trade deadline.
And he's worth
I'm looking at,
and he's worth it, no doubt.
Absolutely. I feel like the players that are signing right now, that is what they really are. And the players that aren't signing so much, maybe like a Volpe, I feel like that's also kind of the players that they are. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, we know who he is. Like, we know what the expectation was, and we should all honestly just forget about it because it doesn't matter anymore. What
True.
We thought he was 4 seasons ago, so before...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
He came into the major league.
Right.
And that ridiculous ceiling that everybody had set for, it just, he's not going to be that player. And just accept that he is a very good, above average for the most part, even though he's had a ton of errors this season, shortstop, and a guy who is going to hustle his ass off. He's giving it his best shot, which, all again, might not be good enough at times,
right,
but you know he's not ever going to jog the first base.
Right.
You know he's not ever going to dog it when it matters.
Right. Which you've seen too many Yankee players in the past, like a Joey Gallo.
Yes.
When they struggle and all of a sudden, you can see
they
the paramount.
Yeah.
And
depressed, I can't play it.
It's
and then we start saying he can't play in New York.
Exactly.
Volpe will never be that guy.
Exactly. Believe me, I have my major frustrations with Volpe, but I could say that about him. What do you think his dad thought last night as he had that slide? Do you think he gave a, you know, F that guy? You know, that fan has got to still be sitting in the back of his head after the way we started the week with that story. He had to be thinking about it. Anthony in Wisconsin. Anthony, what's up?
Guys, what's going on? How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Good. First of all, just shout out to my boy Mikey, who told me that I wouldn't actually call and get on the radio to get your guys' opinion on this.
Oh, no.
He's listening.
Mikey, you hear him? Mikey, you hear him? Hear that? All right, what do you got, Anthony?
Don't doubt your boy, all Mikey. Right.
All right, so just, we were going back and forth. First of all, we're both diehard Met and Giant fans. Shout out Teague,
and he's
down in Florida. We're going back and forth about potential of MLB salary cap, right? I know, right? It's like a subject of, go ahead,
right,
it can go anywhere. My
right.
next comment, right?
Yes.
And his more stance on it is not a question of if it will ever go through, because obviously we know that that's, you know, the chances of that are probably slim to none. A question of how would it actually work when you have a league right now set up that there's guys that are, right, let's take Soto, for example, home guy to us, easiest example, 15 years and making 50-something million a year. Like,
right.
how do you even implement a salary cap? Go ahead.
Anthony, my first reaction when I saw that, because I had the same idea, was in a very, very apples to oranges comparison. When you follow hockey, they make several, for a while, you had to wear a helmet, but people were grandfathered in, right? Then
right.
they switched the grandfathered in stuff. I think a lot of these
yep.
contracts that have already been signed, if and when that ever happened, would kind of be grandfathered in, and you'd almost work with some way to scale it in a structure going forward to the future deals you sign to bring yourself back to within those cap restraints.
Yeah, the challenge, the only reason it would work, Anthony, is if
thanks for the call.
All the Major League Baseball owners would agree that we all need to be comfortable.
Correct.
Right? So in the NFL, your team can absolutely suck. You are still going to make a ton of revenue sharing money. Right. So it doesn't
right.
matter the gate, all these things that we talk about with Major League Baseball, or at least Rob Manfred talked about when the lockout happened, and then also when COVID happened,
yes.
how much money they lost. I didn't even realize it until it was brought up then, how much money they lost because there weren't people in the stands.
Yes, whereas, unlike the NFL.
Or the NFL, we're not going. Okay, whatever.
Right.
We got a $100 billion
right.
television deal. It doesn't, and merchandising
right.
and everything else that goes along with it. So, yes, it matters that guys, the people are in the stands because it's aesthetically what it looks like, but the NFL doesn't care if you don't go.
Right.
Those owners are still going to make money. In baseball, you are dependent upon almost all the revenue sources if you're not a Yankees or Mets or I think, what are the other big markets?
Dodgers, Red Sox, the Cubs.
The Dodgers or the Cubs. Like, you're dependent upon people coming and the revenue that you as an organization can generate. So the only way that the salary cap would ever happen is if they all got together and said, we need to make us all feel comfortable.
Right.
And I don't think that's going to happen. The other reason it's not going to happen is because the players' union would never, ever put a cap on an uncapped league because there are stars like Juan Soto, whoever gets these big contracts,
right.
Shohei Ohtani, that don't, like, they don't want to limit their income potential.
Right. Exactly.
So it's interesting. When I think about, like, I remember we had this conversation, Evan and I had this conversation last year when we were trying to determine how much is Juan Soto going to get paid. And some people are like, there's no way he's making $70 million like Shohei Ohtani, or he's going to make around 50. I'm like, well, why not?
Right.
Think about the top paid players in every other sport. Basketball players are now, what did Devin Booker sign for? 2 years, $143 million. He's making $72 million a year.
The only reason it was brought up with Ohtani was just the idea of they were viewing them as two players.
I agree, but still, forget that. Just think about the best player in every sport, right? And it's not Devin Booker, but let's use it because he's got the latest contract.
Right,
he's making $72 million a year. Dak Prescott is clearly not the best quarterback in the NFL. He's making $60 million a year. So why the hell would Juan Soto not make more than $60 million? Of course he would. Because that's just what the market and the general market of athletes is going right now. I mean, hell, in 3-5 years, basketball players are going to be making $100 million a season.
Isn't that insane?
It's insane. But that's where money is in baseball for the top end. There's no way that the players' union is going to allow those players not to have those deals, even if on the reverse side, it is hurting those minimum deals.
Yeah, they're not going to allow it. I do think, though, ultimately Major League Baseball does have an issue one way or another. I don't know if that's scaling back on the deferred money and finding ways out of that to keep it from the Dodgers going. But think about if you're a Pittsburgh Pirate fan.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that you already know you're not keeping Paul Skeens long term, that's an issue.
Right.
That's
right.
A major issue right. If you know he's landing in one of 6-7 spaces. Now, Major League Baseball's really lucked out and been fortunate in that they have shockingly had way more parity than we give them credit for in terms of champions at the end of the year and stuff. It is not what we grew up with, where it was the Yankees and Braves seemingly every year in these World Series, or at least what I grew up with, 50-year-old Tiki here.
Right.
I mean, geez.
Shut up. The Braves were always there. They just never won.
Yeah,
when I was growing up.
But yeah, they've been very fortunate, and the parity they've had has saved them, I think, a lot of what we're talking about. Because if you were getting the same 2-3 teams, the Dodgers and Yankees and Mets start winning every year for a 10-15-year period, people in those small markets are going to completely tune out.
Especially when you think about some of these bottom dwellers like the White Sox or the Rockies. If you're a fan of that one of those teams, do you even think about a World Series?
No.
Like, what are you thinking about each and every season? Maybe we're going to have a star?
Right.
Maybe we'll have something fun to go watch?
Exactly. Maybe we have a magical fun year.
Yeah, but maybe you're getting that.
Maybe you're getting that. And that's why you look at people like me yelling and screaming at the bad Yankee losses going, look at this fat, obnoxious loser who doesn't ever realize how good he has it.
All right.
Yeah. Tommy, you want a cap in baseball?
No, of course not.
Because now Steve Cohen's spending the money.
See? But if you were in a small market, would you want a cap? The answer is hell yes.
See, I would disagree with that because I still think that those owners don't put their money into the team, and I think that they could be shrewd and find ways to win.
Their money in the team because they're not guaranteed to be profitable. That was my original point, right? In the NFL, you're guaranteed to be profitable. So you need to build a $10 million facility? You're going to do it because you're going to be profitable. Baseball's not doing that because these teams aren't guaranteed to be profitable. We don't know what they look like because we've never seen an MLB books, but some of these teams are probably dancing on the line, and that's not a good thing.
But they could still win. I mean, we've seen the Rays in the World Series, the A's.
Of course they can still win.
It's on those teams.
It's not even about winning or losing. I'm talking about being profitable.
Right.
It's about money. It's always about money. You know what I mean? Yeah. In the NFL, you can get worse to first because you're not worried about the money. Because
they share the TV deal.
They share the TV deal. Right. They share league revenues.
So
the
why doesn't
get
baseball
51%,
do that?
The players get 49%. It just is what it is.
The rich owners don't want to dip in and pay for the owners they think should be spending more money out of their own pocket.
Right. If you were the Yankees, why would you pay an equal share to the Colorado Rockies who are doing bupkis to grow the game or grow the brand of the league. So, you wouldn't share with them.
But why do the Cowboys share with the Jags or like
they
a
don't?
Team?
The Cowboys share with the Giants and the Jets and the Commanders and the LA teams. It's tiered now in the NFL. This was the sticking point in the last NFL CBA. Mm. It wasn't the players and the owners. It was the owners and the owners, right? So the Jacksonville Jaguars of the world are sharing with the Carolina Panthers of the world. But then there's another middle tier. And then the top tier, those guys are all sharing with each other. So,
but the salary cap that's already been in place helps right. that not become an issue on the field.
Right.
888-808-1019. It's basically too late for baseball is the point. Ben in Amsterdam. Ben, what's up?
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up, man?
I got a Yankee question for you. I'm 38 years old, lifelong Yankee fan. Seen a lot, you know, when I first became a fan, saw the dynasty and all of that. And my question is, what is the Yankees' infatuation with Aaron Boone? In the old days, this guy would have been canned 35 times by the boss. By now.
So we're doing, Ben.
Well, you know why? Because he's good enough. And if you fire him, what are you doing?
Yeah. And
that becomes the issue.
I'm going to be the biggest hypocrite in the world right now because I have had my issues with this regime.
Of course.
Today, off of a Yankee win where Major League Baseball has not seen that kind of win since 1977. I think we could pause a fire Boone until tomorrow. We'll see what happens to tonight. Right. Do we need that if George was still alive call today? By the way, Monday, Tuesday, give me the if George was still alive
right.
calls.
They get swept by the Cubs. You know what?
Let's exactly. Go. We're going to have that conversation again. Can we enjoy last night a little bit?
To be fair, it was a couple of days ago that the Mets had arguably their best win of the season, and one Mr. Sean Marash came on the air the next day and nitpick a couple of things that he didn't like.
Was this Friday?
It was the Oriole comeback win.
Yeah.
Oh, the Oriole comeback
win. And no doubt about it.
And I haven't heard one thing about Grisham dogging it or any little things like Boone yesterday. So I think you could always look at, like, you know, little things that happen in the game to fit your overall narrative.
There's no
if
doubt.
You don't like Boone.
And just to prove, because I'm obviously a psychopath that can't stop tweeting through these games when I watch by myself, I will prove to you, 16 hours ago I tweeted, letting Peraza bat and then pinch hitting for Dominguez is some move.
Yeah, you texted that to me too, so there you go. Mm.
I wasn't happy with everything Aaron Boone did last night.
Right.
By the way, Peraza. You want to get negative for a second? You have the opportunity of a lifetime to get some third base reps as the team is continuing
right.
to look for, obviously, a third baseman. You come up to hit last night, and you bunt, and you can't figure out how to bunt? Like, you bunt the ball in the air? How is that possible?
When was the last time he practiced bunting?
I would hope if you're Oswald Peraza. You're practicing in that cage at some point five times every day.
I mean, you should.
How on earth can you be that bad a hitter?
Be an athlete.
That's the one thing we need to do. At least say what you want to say about, who was the guy that just got DFA'd, Jankowski? At least he came in, can handle and put down a bunt. If you're going to stink with the bat, you got to be able, when called upon, to lay down a bunt. That was pathetic last night. Now we got me on the negative parts of last night.
So, speaking of negatives, this is another text from Sean Marash last night around 10:14. Boone is unreal. Let's Peraza handle the bat. Uses Goldschmidt for Dominguez, and then you get on your.
That was the tweet I was saying.
Then you get on your high horse today, and you go after that nice fella that wants Boone gone. I'll keep looking for more negatives.
If he said, "Hey, I didn't like what Boone did last night, this specific moment," I'm just saying though. What's with baseball today? Why would Boone? Look, Boone's there. Let's be real, because it's now a collaboration effort with the front office.
Right.
And the reason I say that is if you're not cleaning out the front office and Brian Cashman. And you just kind of fire Boone, you're not going to be happy in 3 months because you're going to end up hiring a guy and you're going to see a lot of the same moves.
Yes.
Not to mean that Boone doesn't have his own little paprika sprinkled on it,
because
but come on.
Whoever you hire is going to have to collaborate with the front office.
Exactly. Which is why I don't agree with everything Aaron Boone does. I criticize him, but I don't think anything changes if you fire Aaron Boone. 888-808-1019. You really want to take down the Yankees today, positive. Tommy, I could sense it in you. You don't like Yankee giddy days.
Well, okay, now that you teed me up for it, I would just say this. Everybody that's talking about it's the win of the year, the Mariners were tipping their pitches in the ninth inning.
That's part of why it was the win of the year, that the Yankees were picking up on it.
And the Mariners did nothing about it.
Yeah, exactly.
But
that added to it.
But if Seattle doesn't tip their pitches, you don't win. So okay, that's not a gutsy, great win.
Ifs and buts and candy and nuts, but we'd all be slits and giggles.
Exactly, like I told you. And, I tried telling Tiki, it's not every day would be Christmas. He tried saying that. Yeah, you know.
But would you want every day to be Christmas?
No, it'd be so expensive.
Exactly.
And who can eat that much ham?
I could.
Could you really?
It's like bacon.
But it's not.
It's just
ham is not bacon.
It's bacon cooked differently.
It comes from, is pork loin bacon?
No.
But it's pig.
But it's a different kind of pig.
I only say this now I have pig on my mind. On the 4th of July, our guy Scones over there.
You know you love that swine.
I do love swine.
I knew this was going to come up. I knew it.
Scones on the 4th of July. Slow roasted an entire pig.
Yeah. I saw. He showed
and
me
I
the
ate,
picture.
I ate the tongue, and it was just like bacon. It was like dry bacon. I ripped the tongue right out of his mouth, and I ate it.
Every bit of a pig tastes exactly the same. Right?
That's an image.
No. No, I disagree with that. No.
I'm asking. No. No. Question mark on the back.
Definitely not. No. Like, you know, the hips, I guess you want to call it. I don't even know. Like I don't know what the legit term is for each part of the pig, but it's all different all the way around. It was excellent, though. 7 trays of meat this pig yielded.
7 trays of meat.
7 trays. Yeah.
Leftovers, dude?
There was a full tray of leftovers.
I'm asking, like, where are they?
Well, it's 4th of July. You really want to eat it now? This is like,
I mean,
over a week. You know, this is a week now.
I think cooked pig lasts forever.
Does it?
Forever?
I don't think so.
I mean, it don't last 5 days.
You freeze it, maybe.
I guess if you froze it. You know what, though? We're still waiting for Abuelo stuffing from 3 Thanksgivings ago. So.
That's a good point.
Patrick in Hamden, Connecticut. Patrick, what's up?
Hey, man. How's it going?
What's up, Pat?
Yo, have you guys ever gone to Playland? Have you ever heard of that?
Playland,
yes.
It's like has a different rides or whatever for like.
Yes. When I lived in Westchester, cool, we went there a couple times.
Yeah. Okay. Or have you heard of Class Action Park?
No,
I have never heard of
where
it.
Where is that?
It's like in Westchester, New York. It was like in the 80s, early 90s.
Oh, so it doesn't exist anymore.
It's like a water park, but it was like at a quarry.
A quarry? Like a rock quarry?
That like messed you up.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Like a rock quarry.
It's a wonder it's no longer in business.
It sounds dangerous.
Well, Class Action Park, because they had so many lawsuits, you know? They had, like,
so that wasn't the real name of it, Pat. Man, way to get us on the fishing line and rope us in. Friday suckers us, too.
It had like a slide that was like 20 feet from the quarry, like where the water is.
Yeah.
You get like banged up, you know, and stuff like that.
I did
that. Okay.
I don't know about that one.
My real point.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's in Westchester. I don't know what part though, but
right.
You know, I saw a documentary on it.
Oh God!
I'm gonna have to look that up. I have to look that up.
Yeah. What else got, Pat?
So my real point. Do they really want to start Kode Sanga tonight? I don't really like. I'm a Mets fan, true Mets fan. I'm the same age as Evan, probably 42. I've been a Mets fan all my life, you know. Do they really want to start Sanga? Because he could get hurt again.
Well, you can't operate that way, Pat. You can't operate that way.
And it's his hamstring. It's not an arm or a lat or what do they call it? Oblique. It's nothing like that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The hamstring injury that happened because he was running off the mound.
Right. And he has had tricky leg injuries, calves, right. Hamstrings, and all of that. But you pitch him tonight, first of all, A, he's ready. It's not like you have a deep rotation right now with the other injuries anyway. And B, Kodai, when he's operated with the six-man rotation and stuff you like implementing, the whole point is extra rest.
Right.
We're entering the All-Star break.
Right.
This is the ideal time
for
him to get a start and work in and then not have to worry about the recovery time.
By the way, Class Action Park is on Hulu. It's actually in Jersey. Now I know what he's talking about. It was called Action Park.
Action Park, and they called it Class Action Park.
Yeah.
You had to sign like waivers before you went on rides.
It was insanely dangerous.
Yeah, it's where the Mountain Creek Resort is, like for when you go skiing in Jersey. That's where it used to be. And then they got rid of it because there was too many lawsuits.
Right. Really? So people would legitimately get hurt there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like they would hose you down. You would have to jump off a cliff into like cold, like ice cold water. They would hose you down so when you jump and get into the water, it didn't feel as cold.
Oh, jeez.
Why would anybody want to do that?
Yeah, I never been, but I've heard stories about the place.
Why does that sound fun to anybody?
It's,
I don't know, man.
You know, taking your life in your hands, you get the rush, I guess.
Give me a big ass tube at Splish Splash and let me go down that dinosaur falls and then, you know,
the people that are there waiting for you and taking their lives into their hands when you're coming down the tube.
Are you kidding me? Is that a fat water park joke?
These were the Gen X people. This is what I used to do when I was a kid. Crazy, stupid stuff that had no safety or security.
And just whatever happened, getting hurt.
You just hope you get away with it. It's why people don't mess. I see this on social media all the time. This is why nobody messes with Gen X.
No.
Because you basically walked around by yourself, almost getting kidnapped, and you didn't even care.
And you're right.
And you found a way to figure it out. No parents were around. You didn't have to come home until it got dark outside. There were no phones.
You were immune from everything.
You were immune for everything. You drank out of the creek or the spigots on the side of people's houses.
Like, jumping in a lake could be your bath for the summer. That's
right.
It.
I saw this one that said, if there was a zombie apocalypse, I'd go find the Gen Xers. They would know what to do.
That makes sense. We all are very coddled. Did you hear the shot he took at me, by the way, in that rabbit hole?
No, I missed it.
That the people putting their life in the hands of people getting me out of the water at water park.
No, I meant when you go to a water park, let's say I go on the slide first, and they do a good job of getting you out of there, but sometimes you're not totally out of the water before the next person comes.
I see.
Imagine seeing Sean coming down that ramp.
Especially because it's kids.
Yeah.
And they don't, the one up top is not paying attention to the one at the bottom.
Yeah.
And they see your cankles coming?
My cankles?
I mean,
what are you just unloading here on a Friday? I don't have cankles.
I mean,
it's hard. Fit fat, man. It's all good. He's fit fat.
You can say a lot about weight distribution of my body. My ankles are fine tuned, my man.
Younger Sean, probably.
Younger Sean.
I just saw some pictures on Instagram from the young Sean.
I had, you couldn't tell the difference between my chest and my kneecap.
Speaking of waivers, did anybody sign a waiver before we went on the Gravitron when we were younger?
No.
At these carnivals?
Like the carnivals?
Oh, my.
The way those break down? Are you kidding me? I would never do that now. I've gone to fairs with my kids. I'm like, you're not getting on that. 888-808-1019. Do we want to get on this ride? I guess we will. John in Maspeth. John, what's up?
John, what up?
What's up, guys? So, two things I want to talk about. One, are the Mets cheating at home?
No, they're not.
How are they cheating?
Listen, their record at home, you ready?
No, it's ridiculous.
33-14.
No, you're right.
That's a 7.02 win percentage. On the road, it's 20-27. That's a 4.25 win percentage.
No, they're definitely better at home, but.
Now, if you take out the Marlins, Nationals, and Rockies, the Mets on the road are just 12-22. That's a 35% win percentage.
All right, John,
on the road.
I'm gonna dangerously.
That's not a playoff team, baby.
John, I'm gonna dangerously play the John and Maspeth game. You're gonna come on here and make an accusation and ask us, are they cheating at home? Other than the record, what do you think they're doing at home that makes them better? Go ahead, give it to me.
Listen, who knows? Maybe there'll be a documentary out in a few years, you know?
Who knows? You got nothing. John, you know,
he's got squad.
So you're just pulling that one.
I love you. You got nothing. And I know where he got that from. A certain station in Philly tried asking questions that I'm not going to lead any credence to. Right. But you know what? Hey, look, if you're in Philly as a Phillies fan and you want to question the Mets and their record at home and think anything suspicious, I don't know, man. I lived through a football team purposely tanking a game in the second half so the Giants couldn't make a playoffs.
Coach got fired for that, though.
Saquon signed awfully early in Philly in that legal tampering period. Was that all legal? I don't know.
All of those are illegal, by the way.
Oh, of course.
Dude. I don't even care.
Just my salvo back.
I still want to go after John there, but then it feels like I'm accusing other teams of what he's accusing teams of, which I'm not. But most teams are way better at home than they are on the road. Did he look at his own baseball team, who's under 500 at home and is 29-17 at home?
Of course.
And the Mets haven't hit runners in scoring position basically everywhere.
Look,
so it's not really been more of a home field advantage from that perspective.
In this town, with the Yankees and Mets, it's fun to poke fun back and forth. You know we do a ton of it here on this show. Come on, let's be real here. The Mets is nothing suspicious about it. They're just a much better home team. And wouldn't you be, when you have the Lazy Mary in between the seventh inning stretch and there's a seat dedicated to Grimace, I'd play better there. Manish in Bridgewater. Manish, what's up?
Hey, so very quickly, I rode the concrete luge in Action Park. Absolutely the most insane thing in the entire world.
Okay, hold on.
No railing, nothing.
Manish, I'm going to enjoy it. Yeah, I'm going to let you get your baseball point. What is the concrete luge? Tell me. Explain this to me.
Basically, just imagine like a concrete channel that goes down the side of a mountain, like a luge. But there's no side barrier, nothing. And you get in this little plastic, like, I don't know, Fisher-Price toy cart, and you ride down it, and there's nothing. There's like a plastic handbrake that doesn't stop it. And that's where most people got hurt. And I scraped up my knees and elbows, too. It was insane.
What, they got hurt trying to stop it?
You get hurt trying to stop it or just fall off. No railing or anything.
Oh, I got you. There's nothing that keeps you on the plastic thing.
Nothing that really keeps you on the track. It's concrete. I don't know what the hell they're thinking when they said, "Hey, let's put this out there with concrete." I mean, you just see people coming down this thing. I have no idea how it stayed open as long as it did.
That's insane.
It's just ridiculous. It is insane. And my baseball point on the economics you guys mentioned. First of all, I'm a Yankee fan. $5 billion over 25 years. That's been their payroll.
Right.
And they got one World Series.
Right.
And so as far as the ownership and making money goes, I don't know, Tiki, you might know better, but other than the Will Ponzi's, I don't know of any owners that were actually in financial distress that had to get rid of their team. It seems like
I'm not talking about them individually. I'm talking about like the year-to-year operations. Like how much money they're making on year to year. Whereas you're making money in the NFL. Every team is making money because of the TV contract.
And you could have net losses in baseball is what you basically were saying based on attendance and whatnot.
Right, but it's not going to, you're not selling the team because of it, because the value of your franchise is stupid.
Correct.
Right, so I think you can't conflate the value of the franchise worth against the money that they're making.
Right, so there's between cash value and 100% expectance value.
Right, it's just like being asset rich.
Exactly.
But cash poor.
Cash poor.
And I think some of these teams, not the owners themselves, because individually they're probably all multimillionaires, if not billionaires, but from the operation of the organization itself, a lot of these teams aren't raking it in.
No.
The Yankees are.
Yeah, they are. But we keep coming back to the Pittsburgh Pirates, certainly are not. We'll continue to take your calls. If you're calling on the economics and baseball as we hit the All-Star break, that's great. The Yankees, what a week it was. The Mets, look, you have to flush that quickly and hopefully you get some good vibes and good moments back this weekend with Senga and Manaea returning. Remember, you can listen to Evan and Tiki on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps. And if you miss any of the show today or any day, remember you can listen to the Evan and Tiki podcast on the free Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.